Good morning. Welcome to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, coffee's hot, let's move.
We've got a new president at Koala Insulation, a big childcare refinancing, and a dental network trying to fix a huge referral gap.
Okay, straight in. Go.
Empower Brands just named Joel Worthington president of Koala Insulation. Guy's got two decades in franchising. Neighborly, dream maker, even owned a Sharky's Cuts for Kids himself.
So he sat on both sides of the table.
Exactly. And he's saying insulation's the product, but franchisee profitability is the actual job.
So what? Multi-brand platforms are recruiting cross-brand operators now, not just promoting from within. Worth watching if you're evaluating home services concepts.
Next, KinderCare. NRT, tied to the Milken family, just closed a $650 million refinance on 549 KinderCare centers.
Wait, isn't KinderCare stock down huge right now?
Down nearly 50%, enrollments weak, but lenders still like the real estate underneath it.
So what? Real estate structure is protecting the asset, even while the operating business struggles. Franchisors, take note. The building can outshine the brand.
Speaking of childcare real estate, the Learning Experience is planting six new centers across Sacramento suburbs, first two opening 2027.
Harvest Partners money behind that one, right?
Right, and they're anchoring a master planned development in Folsom. Childcare operators as anchor tenants now, not backfill.
So what? With local infant care running over 18 grand a year, the shortage itself is the growth engine. Supply can't outrun demand here.
Okay, shifting to senior care. Ryan and Ashley Mitchell, always best care owners out of Terre Haute, are expanding into Johnson County, Indiana.
Husband and wife team. Business plus healthcare backgrounds. Smart combo.
And they're not jumping to a new market, just filling in adjacent counties where referral relationships already exist.
So what? Growth doesn't always mean a new territory. Sometimes it's just filling in the map you already own.
Last one. Heartland Dental just launched Canuity, a tool to fix referral drop-off between general dentists and specialists.
How bad's the drop-off?
Only 15 to 30% of referred patients actually complete follow-up care. Across 1,900 practices, that's massive.
So what? Care coordination is becoming core infrastructure, not an afterthought. Any multi-location brand with handoffs should be watching this.
Standout story today has to be that KinderCare refinancing. Real estate confidence right next to operating stress.
That's the RevScale Media Daily Brief. Read the full stories and subscribe to the newsletter for tomorrow's recap.
Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Drive safe, everybody.